Almost 220,000 people are now receiving salary top-up payments under the government's temporary wage subsidy scheme. The Revenue Commissioners, which makes the payments, says 41,000 employers have registered for the scheme and almost €155 million has already been paid out. It means some 700,000 people are now claiming some form of state income support after businesses across the country were forced to close due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Orla Martin is head of the local enterprise office in County Offaly, one of 31 such offices around the country, and she joins us now. Very good morning to you, Orla. Can I ask you first about this temporary wage subsidy scheme? And the idea of this particular scheme is to keep the link between an employer and their staff. In your experience there in Offaly, and from what you're hearing from other colleagues around the country, is it working?
We are seeing a number of businesses that have applied for and are using that scheme. There are others that it doesn't suit. So, but what's great about, I suppose, the range of different supports that are available now to employers that, you know, there's different supports to suit different scenarios. So it has been a very useful addition to the suite of supports available to businesses.
As well as that, of course, as you say, there's funding available for consultancy advice, for microfinance. Are you finding that's been taken up by companies in what is obviously, for all of them, a very uncertain time?
Absolutely. It's extraordinary times and very difficult for anyone in business. So through the local enterprise offices, there's a network of 31 of them around the country. We're based in Offaly. But so we're on the ground. We deal with businesses. So I suppose we have the local contact with businesses and we're connected across the network of 31. So we're seeing the different scenarios coming up in the different businesses and different sectors. The business response, we're encouraging people to look at all the supports and they're clearly listed on localenterprise.ie/response or to contact their local enterprise office directly. So you mentioned the business continuity voucher. That's €2,500 consultancy that a business can access really, really quickly. And it may be to look, to take a non-emotional view of the business, where it's at the moment, and perhaps how the business should respond. And it could be used for, we're seeing it being used a lot for financial planning, for ICT technology reasons, for HR reasons. And we're also starting to see people using it too for even marketing strategy and looking at the next phase at recovery and reboot. So the business continuity strategy voucher is one of a number of different schemes available to businesses.
There, I suppose, are two categories, broadly speaking, of companies facing this crisis. Those that are keeping going in some way or other, and those that are suspending their operations, going into cold storage, if you like, particularly that second group. What kind of assistance support do they need while they remain, if you like, in this state of suspended animation?
For a lot of them, they need to certainly manage their cash flow as best they can so as to maintain cash in the business. So there's a lot of advice on how they can do that. And then there are, I suppose there are a number of areas depending on the businesses. Some of them may be able to pivot and do a certain amount of trading. We have the example in Offaly, and I know it's throughout the country, but the likes of Offaly business Moore Gin, a gin distillery, who's now producing hand sanitizer. So they've pivoted considerably, and there are a number of other businesses are doing similar to a greater or lesser extent. But then for other businesses that may be on a pause as such, waiting to get back in trade, we're trying to see if there are ways that to encourage them to use the time to work on other aspects of their business. Perhaps there's areas of R&D or new product development that they could work on. There may be, you know, the preparation of funding applications and they can get the assistance for that. Preparation of marketing strategies, improving the likes of their tender documents as they respond to tender documents. Implementing lean efficiencies in the business. There's a whole range of areas where if people can have the time and the headspace, they can work on really, really important areas of their business so they are ready for the inevitable recovery and reboot.
And you also, I note here, make the point that perhaps there's an opportunity with larger organisations reevaluating their dependence on global supply chains. They might be looking to local suppliers here in the Irish market in the future, something we might return to. Orla Martin from the Offaly County Council Local Enterprise Office. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us.